Hello, I'm Dr. Alicia Williams, and this is your Prayer Room Podcast. In this podcast, we will share informative and life-changing segments on prayer and the power to pray, solely designed to help, strengthen, and encourage your next level of prayer. Today's podcast is about the Alabaster Box Prayer. In this episode, we will experience and learn about the woman with the alabaster box. We come to learn through scripture and are reminded in the commentary that she was the first person to tell the good news. She was the first person to witness Jesus's empty tomb. She was a disciple that traveled with Christ and supported Jesus's ministry. She was a witness to his crucifixion and his burial. A divine example of what I call a wordless prayer. A prayer without words offered through her divine action. This is where and how we come into knowing the woman with the alabaster box and her prayerful experience. In the Gospel of Luke, the woman with the alabaster box learns that Jesus was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster vial of perfume. The scripture tells us that she was known as a sinner. The scripture tells us that she was standing behind Jesus at his feet weeping. The scripture also tells us that she began wetting his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair on her head and respectfully kissed his feet as an act signifying both affection and submission, and anointing his feet with the perfume. This is our backstory. This is where and how we come to learn about the alabaster box prayer. A prayer, I believe, that has no words. A wordless prayer that is full of prayerful action. Her prayerful actions, where she finds out that Jesus was reclining at the table of the Pharisee's house. Her prayerful actions, where she brings an alabaster vial of perfume. Her prayerful actions, where she stands behind him at his feet weeping, wetting his feet with her tears and drying them with the hair on her head, respectfully kissing his feet with respect and submission and anointing them with the perfume. This is our backstory. Backstory for the alabaster box prayer. The wordless prayer full of divine action. This is our prayer experience. This is where and how we come into the alabaster box prayerful experience. An experience of prayer in the very presence of God, where no words are spoken. An experience of prayer in the divine presence of God, where action divinely demonstrates the unspoken prayer. The scripture notes it through weeping. The scripture notes it through divine affection and submission at the Master's feet. This prayerful occasion unfolds for us the miraculous. It unfolds for us an opportunity of prayer without words, an opportunity of prayer where we come into the presence of the Lord with no spoken words, but full of divine action. The Lord shows us this through the alabaster box prayerful experience. A key verse leads us to the woman with the alabaster box. A key verse reminds us that she was in the city and was a known sinner. But it also shows us that she found out that Jesus was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house. She brought an alabaster vial of perfume. Our key verse gives us a full glimpse of the life of the woman with the alabaster box. But the intricacies of our key verse reminds us that she was a sinner. A sinner that found out that Jesus was reclining at the table in the house of a religious leader. Our key verse lets us know that her sin didn't stop her from getting to Jesus. The fact that he was at the house of the religious leader and the divine fact that the scripture shares, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. It is in this key verse that leads us and show us and teach us where to bring our sin-filled lives. It is our key verse that shows us and teaches us that it is at the feet of Christ Jesus. In the presence of Jesus, we can offer wordless prayers filled with divine action. Wordless prayers that cause us to weep at the feet of Jesus. Wordless prayers that cause us to bring before a loving, almighty, all-powerful God an alabaster vial of perfume. I pray our lives remain in the very essence of this divinely essential prayer. We need weeping at the feet of Jesus. We need to offer unto God, signifying both affection and submission at the feet of Jesus. We need to come to anoint his feet with perfume. And it is our key verse that provides divine opportunity. It is our key verse that reminds us of where we need to be in the divine presence of God. So without hesitation, we eagerly embrace this place in and with the Lord. Even as we reach and continue to reach this level in prayer. This is where we come into the alabaster box prayer, a prayer with unspoken words, a prayer full of divine action. As we come to read our key verse, it's important we recognize the divine intricacies of the alabaster box prayer. It is divinely important that we recognize a time to weep at the feet of Jesus, a divine time to bring into the presence of the Lord an alabaster vial of perfume, signifying both affection and submission. Hear me. This is why it remains divinely evident in our key verse. Because this is where and how we come to recognize the divine importance of the alabaster box prayerful experience. It is finding out where Jesus is reclining at the table, in spite of sin, and getting to the feet of Jesus weeping, an offering unto him, signifying both affection and submission, an alabaster vial of perfume. We know that it is by grace that our key verse shows us the essence of the alabaster box prayer. It is through this alabaster box prayerful experience that God helps us to get into his presence weeping, to bring an alabaster vial of perfume. So as we embrace the alabaster box prayerful experience, God leads us to this essential place in and with the Lord. And this prayerful experience unfolds itself through our key verse. Our key verse that points out sin, it points out the essence of a wordless prayer and the presence of God at the feet of Jesus weeping. It is necessary in our life and in our walk and our relationship with the Lord. And we thank God that he continues to allow our lives to see and experience him. It is through our key verse, a key verse that reveals this place we have with God and is divinely provided in and with and through the alabaster box prayerful experience. It unfolds through our key verse, and God continues to allow what I call a divine introduction to the very essence of the alabaster box prayerful experience. Let's take a look at our key verse. It's coming from the Gospel of Luke, the 7th chapter and the 37th verse. Of course, as always, we're reading in the Amplified Bible, so it may read a bit different than your Bible translation. Luke chapter 7, verse 37 reads, "Now there was a woman in the city who was known as a sinner. And when she found out that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume." This is our key verse. This is where the alabaster box prayer lead us in getting into the presence of God, weeping at the feet of Jesus. Again, this is why this prayerful experience in our key verse is so divinely important. It helps us minister an offering unto God, signifying both affection and submission at the feet of Jesus. I believe this prayer is like no other prayer. This prayer reveals a known sinner weeping at the feet of Jesus. This prayer reveals that she, the woman with the alabaster box, found out that Jesus would be reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house. She found out where Jesus would be, even in her state, even in her condition. She made her way into the presence of the Lord Jesus. And the scripture teaches that she did not show up empty-handed. But the scripture tells us that she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. The commentary teaches that it was the most expensive perfume, and she used it to anoint the feet of Jesus. This alabaster box prayer, it has no spoken words. There are no words spoken. But the scripture teaches us, The scripture shows us, the Holy Spirit reveals to us the alabaster box prayer. A prayer without words, full of divine action. The woman made every effort to find Jesus. The scripture says she found out where Jesus was reclining at the table of the Pharisee's house. This woman made every effort to present herself before her Savior as she wept at his feet. And she ministered unto the Lord by washing his feet with her tears and drying them with the hair on her head, and then anointing them with the alabaster vial of perfume. If we are looking for prayer to pray, this presents us with an option of prayer that is spoken without words, but is full of divine action. This is the alabaster box prayer, a prayer at the feet of Jesus, a prayer of weeping at the feet of Jesus, a prayer that reveals the anointing of the feet of Jesus with a very expensive alabaster vial of perfume. The alabaster box prayer is a prayer without words. I want us to embrace this divine opportunity of prayer. I want us to position ourselves to pray at the feet of Jesus. Let us pray with weeping. Let us pray washing the Lord's feet with our tears. Let us pray drying them with the hair on our heads. Let us pray, signifying both affection and submission, and anointing Christ's feet with the alabaster vial of perfume. Yes, this may be figuratively speaking, but the posture of our life and the posture of our heart set before the Lord Jesus is not. Hear me. This prayer of the alabaster box is not figuratively speaking, and we honor God with a prayer that signifies both affection and submission to Christ Jesus. This is the alabaster box prayer experience, and in this prayerful experience, we don't want to miss God's divine. We don't want to miss God's presence. We don't want to miss an opportunity of divine worship at the feet of Jesus. That's where we bring our alabaster vial of perfume. It is in this prayer experience with and through the woman with the alabaster box that God unfolds for us where and how we are to pray at the feet of Jesus, where he uses our lives to minister, signifying divine affection and submission to Christ alone. So this is our prayerful experience that God unfolds for us through the alabaster box prayer. And it remains because of the woman with the alabaster box who found where Jesus was reclining at the Pharisee's house. And she prays a prayer without spoken words at the feet of Jesus. And the Lord God continues the full manifestation of this divine prayer. And the Lord God himself affords us the ability and the divine opportunity to pray at the feet of Jesus. We now know that it is the alabaster box prayer that reveals to us a divine need, a divine privilege through this prayerful experience. Let us read our verse on the Alabaster Box Prayerful Experience. The Amplified Bible translation reads, "Now there was a woman in the city who was known as a sinner. And when she found out that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume." This prayerful experience, it introduces us to what is a prayer without words. A prayer that is filled with divine action. It is in the action of the woman with the alabaster box that she communicates her wordless prayer to God. And she does it at the feet of Jesus. She does it with weeping. Tears that wash the feet of Jesus. She does it with an alabaster vial of perfume. So as we are graced to go into this prayer substitute, it is here that unfolds for us this place and encounter and experience in God, a place through the power of a wordless prayer. A place through a divine occasion. A place because of grace we now recognize and experience. A place that unfolds for us a divine opportunity to pray. It is in and through the alabaster box prayer that our lives become prepared for the very essence of this prayer. And right now, as we take this time, as we take this divine opportunity and do our prayer substitute, it is here, in this instance, I encourage us to bring all of who we are, all of what we have, all of our weeping, our tears, and our own personal alabaster vial of perfume at the feet of Jesus. We know it is through grace. And we honor God for this sacred opportunity in prayers, for this consecrated opportunity to pray. And with that, let us pray. We're praying with our own personal disposition, figuratively at the feet of Christ Jesus. Let's begin. "Now there was a woman in the city who was known as a sinner. And when she found out that he was reclining at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster vial of perfume. Hear me. This is our eternal prayer substitute, a prayer with our personal disposition at the feet of Jesus, signifying both affection and submission to Christ Jesus, our Lord. So, how are we to finish out our podcast? This personal prayer. As always, we continue in the essence and power of God through the divine prayerful experience, as it continues to manifest itself all the more, and as God continues to allow this divine occasion in prayer, as we supped in the presence of Jesus through the alabaster box prayer. It is through the Lord we continue in God, as he divinely bring us into the very essence of this place in God through prayer. May this prayer experience and occasion in prayer, continue to minister to our heart and life in a special way. And may God continue to encourage, strengthen, and help take us to a greater level in prayer. A lot of times when we pray, we are encouraged to open our mouths. We are encouraged to make a loud sound, even as a roar of a lion. But in this account of scripture, we experience the alabaster box prayer. A prayer without words, but filled with divine action. Let our actions and prayer speak louder than the words we speak, than the things we say. Let our prayer without words lead us to the feet of Jesus, weeping with our own personal alabaster vial of perfume. As we embrace this prayerful experience, a divinely prayerful occasion, we figuratively weep at the feet of Jesus. We stand figuratively in this day and age behind him with tears used to wash his feet, and we move to dry them with the hair on our head. This is how we move into the fullness of the alabaster box prayer. This is how the Lord God uses our lives to live out this divine manifestation before God. We recognize that we are graced to come into this place in and with the Lord, experiencing divine resolve, because this is what God has designed for us. This is what God has intended for those weeping at the feet of Jesus, to wash his feet with our tears and dry them with the hair on our head, anointing his feet with our own personal alabaster vial of perfume. Hear me now. This is how we see and know and encounter God on a greater level. It is through this prayerful experience. It is in and through this divinely necessary prayerful occasion that we apply to our prayer arsenal. Why? Because it is divinely essential in our walk, in our relationship with the Lord. And we honor God for the woman with the alabaster box. We honor God for the alabaster box, wordless prayer. It is a prayer that allow us this prayerful experience and prayerful occasion, an opportunity where we supped in the presence of God at the feet of Jesus, where we come into this place with Christ through prayers and through the alabaster box, prayerful experience and prayerful occasion, which affords us and provides divine insight and opportunity for us to pray and for us to be used of God to foster a divine time of prayer that lifts us to God, that lifts us to the things of God. And so, as we set our hearts in prayer, we thank God for the alabaster box prayer. And as we pray this prayer, a prayer without spoken words, a prayer filled with divine action, we honor God as we pray this prayer. We honor God because it causes us to remain prayerfully vigilant. It causes us to remain divinely encouraged, empowered, and enriched and graced because it is in and through God that we come to know this prayer without spoken words. that we come to know the alabaster box prayer, understanding that it is the Lord who takes us to this place in prayer. It is the Lord who uses our lives to fully embrace God through prayer. Even all the more. And so with that, let us pray. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, by grace, Lord God, we come to you with our hearts in a disposition of weeping, with our life in a disposition of tears that figuratively wash your feet. We recognize, O God, who you are. We recognize, O God, and we offer unto you in grace our own personal alabaster vial of perfume. Father, we thank you for a wordless prayer. We thank you, Father, for the alabaster box prayer. We thank you, Father, for a prayer without words, but is filled with divine action. Lord, in grace, we offer this time of prayer to you. Lord, in grace, we offer this time of praying to you, knowing that it is like an alabaster vial of perfume. We thank you now, O God. We thank you, Father, for the alabaster box prayer. We thank you, Father, for the woman with the alabaster box. For it is an eternally rich prayer. For it is an eternally rich prayerful experience and prayerful occasion. And we bless you now, O God. May you, O God, continue to have your way. May you, O God, continue to enrich us and enable us in your prayers through the alabaster box prayer, through this prayer without words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Prayer Room Podcast. Please subscribe so you can be the first to receive our latest Prayer Room Podcast, which is solely designed to help, strengthen, and encourage that next level of prayer. We pray always. God is moving continually on your behalf, and we hope to continue to share with you in faith and prayer. So until next time, thank you. And God bless.